Hi, this is Cloverleaf, again with Angel Messages. We are going to cover something really cool today called ancestry and angelic and karmic ties with the Statue of Liberty in New York. If you're interested about yours, you can call me at area code 718-644-4460. Find out what your ancestries or families were before they came to New York and USA. Well, I'm going to tell you. I am the fourth generation of a Brazilian war slave, which was the most deadliest, bloodiest war time from the mid 1860s of Paraguay that migrated to the USA. And they were slaves, and they were held on a farm for asylum for 10 years. There were dozens of families. They grew up, they got married, had families, had children. And until then, one day, they don't know what times and they didn't pay attention. They were tribal, you know, people. And they cooked, they cleaned, they kept up with the land. And however, until the emperor's army of Pedro II in 1888 came to that farm where my great-grandparents were held as slaves. And the army told them they are free to go because the owner said, "Hey, what are you doing? These are my people." And they said, "No, the war is over." And the families were looking around saying, "Hey, what do we do? Where do we go?" For a moment, let's say this. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use from your phone or computer. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They will distribute your podcast for you, so it could be heard everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. You can easily make money with no minimum listenership. Call now. Area code 718-644-4460. Now, back to us. Also, yes, this was called the Triple Alliance War between Paraguay, Argentina, Brazil, and Uruguay. For 10 years, that war was going. So our families were deciding, where do we go? Well, let's go. They met up with the other slaves and tribers from those countries above. And they all mentioned and said, "Hey, there's this land where this man named Christopher Columbus, Christopher Columbus went and they found the Fountain of Youth in Florida." So they all migrated. They took their wagoneers, they took their horses, their carriages, and this is what I all felt. And what happened was they all migrated. It took time. It didn't take like today, take a flight and overnight and it was like done. Absolutely not. So they landed and they seen the Fountain of Youth. They washed, they cleansed, whatever. They met it, they camped. They seen it was deserted of other tribes and, you know, it's not for them. So they said, "Where'd everybody go?" And everybody said, "Everybody's leaving from here. We're getting out of here. We're all going up north, north, to a place called Ellis Island, up into New York. A place called New York." Okay, so families, it's already late. it's already even later. So if they left in 1888, it's got to be the 1890. Let's just give it take 1891. They migrated by foot. And there was no flashlight, there was no iPod, there was no computer, there was no GPS. They had the little needle on a compass, on a leaf. So whatever, they went up and they all went and they landed and they camped. They settled down with their families and their children. They had babies. But my grandfather was born in the United States in the Central Park. Because they camped in the Central Park. It was a huge campsite, huge. They stood, they camped, and they met up with other tribes because they all met from different countries, different areas, not sure. And then what had happened, they said, hey, there's this place and it's called Ellis Island and we should register if we want to be here. And my relatives said, yes, let's go. They went, and where they had went, they stood in line. They met up with their fellow types of tribes, other tribes. And, you know, everybody really copycatted names, some. And not a lot of people have the same originated country last name. A lot of them liked it, you know, it sounded better. It sounded more clearer. It sounded more... like, hi, Mitchell, clearer, or Williams. You know, it sounded more clearer than all those long foreign sounds to them. So they picked their names, they stated their who they want to be. One brother was this, one grandfather was that, and so forth. And they stood in line and they got their you know, American ship. So also what had happened since then on, you know, I do have relatives in America. I don't know where else, but I do have relatives from Florida, from the US, up all the way until New York. So a little bit here, a little bit there. Everybody was born, you know, and some were left behind and some were whatever and done. But that is what I do. If you want to find out your connection, you can call me at area code 718-644-4460. And again, thank you for listening. And if you would like to learn more about that, I will have more episodes on other subjects and matters and figuring what is the best thing for you to do. Thank you.